And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's
Greg Davis.
Greg, standing in for Crash Craddock because he is on Fox Sports duties. Mate, question out of left field. Now, you know you love these. When was the last time you saw a koala in the wild? Not at Australia Zoo or Lion Pine, but in the wild.
Oh, very long time, mate. Very long time. Yeah, the last time I would have seen actually in captivity as such was at Paradise Country out behind Movie World on the Gold Coast. But no, haven't seen one in the wild for a while.
Well, the reason I say that, Cam has sent me an email. He said, Ben, we've got at least two koalas living on my 1.5 acre property at Kashmir. I see them regularly or hear them. So there you go. Cam's got some neighbours that are up in the trees. And the reason we're talking about this, there has been the most extensive study done on the koala population in Queensland. We'll find out how many are left, what is happening with the population, whether they're increasing or decreasing. But when I read about the council doing that, I thought, when was the last time I actually saw a koala in the wild? There we go. Now, Greg, let's talk some sport. Speaking of koalas, protected species, Jonathan Thurston, will he be protected tomorrow night?
I think it's very, very long odds to be playing. I think Paul Green sort of gave up the ghost yesterday when he said basically if he gets another knock on that shoulder, it's the end of his season. So I'd be shocked, stunned, and more than a little amazed if I saw JT run out tomorrow night against the Tigers. Green is pretty conservative with him, doesn't want him to get hurt. There's a bit of rumblings out of the Cowboys that JT shouldn't play Origin 1 either. They trained it like out today, Ray Thompson and the like, John Asiata and those sort of guys were in the halves, so I'd be shocked if JT played.
All right, what about the noise coming out of the world of rugby? The country's top players, they want to join forces with the Victorian Rugby Union to force the ARU into a special meeting. They need to find out which team is going to get the chop, because we're talking about players' lives, their families, their futures. This has got grown men and women in tears because they do not know what's going to happen after the next few weeks.
No, it's a complete balls up from the ARU. So basically what's happened is the Rugby Union Players Association has joined forces with Victorian Rugby Union. They've voted under the ARU rules. If two member bodies vote that way, they can force an emergency general meeting. There'll be a meeting inside 7 days. The players and everyone around that are just sick of the farce. It was weeks ago now where Bill Pulver, whom I'm amazed is still on that job, has come out and said, well, we'll decide in the next few days. Well, it's turned into a few weeks. No one's any the wiser. And it's just been handled so poorly by the ARU. Everyone's had enough. They've had a gutful. And so they're calling a meeting so they can get some transparency. It's just some information.
Exactly. That's all they want. I mean, if their future is not going to be part of the super rugby franchise here, be it Perth or be it Melbourne, they just want to know. They just want to know. And whatever hard decision needs to be made, just make it so they can have some certainty about their future. And that doesn't matter if you're in the world of sport. It just in everyday life, companies have got to be transparent with what they're doing. If it's tough news they have to deliver, just deliver it. Man up and do it.
And other rugby teams are filling their rosters for next year too. So they need to sort of be able to make decisions for 2018 and beyond.
Yeah, recruitment, exactly. Yeah. Otherwise they'll miss out. Yeah, 100%.
A bit like Wilgenia, mate. But anyway.
Hey, what about the Lions women's team? The face of the competition, the face of their team, Taylor Harris, is she on the move?
She is. She requested a trade with Brisbane late last week. She wants to move to Melbourne. So she's put in a trade, and the Lions are in talks with Carlton as we speak, and they're hopeful they can get a trade done. She was the face of the competition. She was a marquee player. She was in the merchandise. She was one of the stars of those exhibition games leading up to the AFLW.
Yeah.
Outside of one or two good performances, she had a pretty ordinary season, though, including she didn't touch the ball in the first half of the grand final. So I think Brisbane are disappointed but not surprised.
She goes hard. She puts her body on the line big time. She can pull out some speckies and puts her head over the ball. It'll be a shame to see her go. As you said, marquee player, but if she wants out, then there's no point keeping someone to stick around.
Brisbane feel like it opens up the door for more Queensland talent to come through and frees up some space in the cap, and there'll be other Queensland girls ready to sort of knock down the door as well.
Outstanding stuff, mate. Thank you. Chat again next week. Greg Davis from the Courier Mail filling the shoes of Crash Craddock, who is away on Fox Sports duties.